bastard star. His love endures forever. For the life that's been reborn, his love endures forever. Sing praise.
Welcome to Finding God in Prison with your host, Deacon Joe Montone, the founder and director of the WINGS program, an inmate reentry and recovery program. And now, here's your host, Deacon Joe Montone.
Good afternoon, my friends, and welcome to Holy Spirit Radio and our program, Finding God in Prison. This is Deacon Joe Montone. It's a privilege and a pleasure to be back here with you on the air at 1570 AM WISP and 1420 AM WCOJ. Today we're going to be talking about God's gift of family life, which is so important and such a blessing. You know, it is our calling. And God tells us a man will leave his mother and father and join his wife, and the two will become one flesh. And in the context of a marriage, they will be fruitful and multiply. So family life is a real blessing. And a couple days ago, I returned from Mexico City, the home of the Basilica of Guadalupe. And we spent 4 days there and three nights celebrating 80th birthday for Uncle Paul, who is also known as Teal Paul. And it was just a beautiful celebration of family life. And everybody from the small town of Cuautepec enjoyed the celebration. And we just highlight Tio Paul today because he is a doctor in Mexico City who has done great work for many, many years. He's delivered over 700 babies and has really been an example for people in the medical field as well as people in the family life. And so with that, we want to talk a little bit about healthy habits in the home. And for that, we want to go into the Beatitudes. And as we look to strengthen families who are listening today and those who are really in need of strengthening because of a lack of faith sometimes, the Beatitudes are something we can adopt, embrace, and actually live out. So I'm going to read to you the Beatitudes, because in the WINGS program, family life is a high priority for us, and we want to have our men and women succeeding in family life, and not just coming home from prison or recovery from substance abuse or alcoholism, and just existing. We want them to succeed in family life as a husband, as a father, as a grandfather. And so as we go through the Beatitudes, which Beatitude strikes you as something that you need to do, need to embrace, need to really live out? And here they are. And remember, the Beatitudes were given to the people on the Sermon of the Mount. When the Lord saw the crowds, he went up to the mountain, and after he had sat down, his disciples came to him, and he began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. And blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." So as we listen to those 10 Beatitudes, we also want to end with the last one, which is, "Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven." And so, my friends, if you think about your home, your residence. What's happening in your home today? As we go through the Beatitudes, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. So, do you have a specific beatitude that you think will help you to really strengthen your home? Which one of the Beatitudes that I just read will strengthen your home, my friends? And I just want to introduce a couple things to you. In doing the Wings program over 25 to 30 years, we've had many, many different types of families. Many families where there is a single parent, many where there were incarcerated parents or parents who were in recovery homes due to addiction to alcoholism or drugs. We've had parents who were incarcerated for gambling and who had serious addictions to gambling. So which beatitude will strengthen your home? Will it be, blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied? Or will it be, blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy? How much mercy are you showing in your home to other people? The Lord tells us, you know, again, blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. And we want to remember that the Lord is so merciful. It's infinite. His ability to forgive us, his ability to, you know, forgive our sins. We continue to go back to our Lord and our Father in heaven for forgiveness of our sins. And their mercy is, you know, an oasis of peace for us, because we continue to get, once again, that forgiveness that only He can provide. And through that mercy, we too can be, you know, merciful towards other people. In the Our Father prayer, it tells us to forgive others as we forgive those who trespass against us. We are called to forgive others. So how much mercy are you showing towards other people? How much mercy is shown in your home towards other people? Or is there an excessive discipline where there is no mercy? There is no forgiveness. I remember in the Wings program down at Drexel University, we had a young lady with us. She was a counselor, and I talked to her about her family life, and she said, I have a daughter. I'm a single mom, and her daughter was about 9. And I said, how is your relationship with your daughter? She said, very good, very good. I said, let me ask you a question. Do you tell your daughter that you love her? And she said to me, well, we don't have that kind of a relationship. I said, so when was the last time you told your daughter you loved her? And she actually couldn't remember. And so she said, I didn't grow up that way, because her parents weren't able to, you know, show a display of love for her. She then, you know, did exactly the same for her daughter and neglected to tell her daughter that she loved her. So in conversation on a daily basis, they're not, you know, sharing that love with each other. And I just tell you that because if we're going to show mercy for other people, it starts with the love of God. And God calls us to the second greatest commandment, which is to love one another. And if we're not loving one another, how can we show mercy to other people and live out the beatitude once again, which is, blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. God calls us to the Beatitudes, my friends. And there will be times when we are insulted because of our faith in Christ. There will be times when we are, you know, left alone and ostracized because of our faith in Christ. One of the Beatitudes that I think is really important is this Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, your reward will be great in heaven. So very often in a home there's a division because of a faith in God. Not everyone will come along. And we will be insulted. We will be ostracized. We will be made fun of. But God calls us to a relationship with himself and to give us access to eternity and our eternal life with our Father in heaven. So there will be times when we are insulted because of our faith. I remember a woman in a prayer group who was married to a doctor, and their faith was basically completely something that separated them in daily life. And she had a great faith in the Lord, and he did not. And so her life was blossoming at the church and in the prayer group, in the Bible study, and his was really circled around the medical field. But eventually that separation, that division led to a divorce. But I just tell you that because in a home, it's key for us to, you know, grow in faith. And we want to share that faith. We want to be role models of that faith towards other people where we're living it out. And it's hard to do, but that's our calling. We had another woman who was in a church with us who was married to a gentleman for more than 50 years, and they went to separate churches. One was Christian, one was Catholic. And they went to separate churches because his parents had a beef against the Catholic Church, which he embraced, he adopted. In any case, in his life, married to this woman, they were able to raise their children Catholic and please her, but they never went to church together on Sundays for over 50 years. And so that was one of the great crosses that she had to carry, one of the great obstacles towards really coming together with that belief as a husband and as a wife. So they had that division. And although they raised the children Catholic, they never experienced the joy of going to church on Sundays together as a family, because he was reluctant after embracing his parents' belief against the church itself. And when we talk about family life, my friends, in the Wings program, one of the things we want to be doing is growing, and we want to be moving forward. Recently, I had a gentleman share with me that after many years of living together with a girlfriend, almost 20 years, and then marrying for 1 year, they actually separated and went their separate ways and divorced. And with that, you know, it's clear to me that we have to be growing in family life. We have to be growing. And this individual couple did not grow for 20 years. They never married. They never bought a home together. They never had children. And so they just, you know, cohabitated together. And then after many years did marry and then divorced. But I just tell you that, you know, when you stagnate for so many years, they fell out of love and did not grow. Once again, they never had children, never bought a home, and never really developed themselves as a couple. And so it did not work. Therefore, it's important, I think, to recognize God's calling for us. A man will leave his mother and father and to join his wife, not his girlfriend, but to join his wife. And where we see today, many people are very, very, you know, easily swayed into living together and trying it out. God calls us to a higher standard, you know, and in our action plan for the future in the Wings program, married life is a big part of that. Success in married life is just a great goal for all of us, all of our men and women. And in the program, we want to invite God in. You know, he says, ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door shall be open to you. And this comes from the Gospel of Matthew. And we want to ask God for his help, for success in marriage. We want to pray for all of those men and women out there who are living together to really take it to a higher level, take the next step, and to enter into married life within the church and to do it God's way. In the eyes of God, are we living our life the way we should? Or are we doing it, you know, the way we want to? Are we submitting to the Word of God? That calling for men and women to become one flesh? Or are we just cohabitating? I want you to think about asking God for help. And we're going to pray right now in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And Father God, we thank you for this moment here at Holy Spirit Radio, acknowledging your presence in our lives, for without you, we are nothing. Father, we thank you for the great gift of faith that has truly brought us together today, and for the gift of time and good health that allow us to be here. We pray now for you to lift up those men and women who are living together, to touch their hearts and minds, to help them to find their way into the Word of God, and to continue on a path of success in family life by making plans to get married, making plans to prepare for marriage, to enter into marriage, and to do it your way instead of the way of society today outside the church. Father God, we ask through the intercession of our Holy Family, our Blessed Mother Mary and Saint Joseph, that you will lift up all people who are listening today to a higher standard, to the standard that you call us to within the Word of God. And that standard is marriage between one man and one woman. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And, you know, my friends, I sincerely pray for people out there who are struggling in family life because of various situations and circumstances. It's not easy, whether married or unmarried, to live in a home with other people. But this is the work we have in family life. God calls us to a higher standard. And I truly believe that with his help, we can succeed in family life the way he sees it. And once again, ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door shall be open for you. And the Lord is just waiting for you and I, my friends, to call on him, to ask him for help. And if you haven't done that, I ask you, you know, right now to take a moment to just reach out to the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him to enter into your home. Help him to find his way into your heart, into your mind, and our Lord will do it for you. He will bring your children to the church. He will bring a man and a woman into the church to enter into marriage. All things are possible with God, and so we just put everything into his hands, and we ask that our Lord Jesus Christ and our Father in heaven will be there for those who are really struggling in family life today. And we know in the Wings program we've had an abundance of men, thousands of men who were incarcerated, and because of incarceration, they had great separation between their babies' moms and their babies, and themselves having to serve time. And so we've seen it up close how difficult family life can be when people are incarcerated, when they have to visit their fathers or husbands in jail for years. And it goes on, you know, and it's easy to see how it can create depression. So we really encourage the men who are listening out there who are inside those who are listening who are in recovery homes, that they are listening to a great, you know, message here today, that when you come home, to make some changes. And what is the number one change you need to make for you to succeed in family life? And one of the things I want to just encourage you to do is to avoid criminal activity and to make the right decisions. And in the area of decision making, we want to, you know, truly make decisions that are conducive for strong family life, for staying out of prison, for not leading our children into prison. You know, 5 to 6 children of inmates will go to prison one day, because those are the stats. And of every so many inmates, their children, 5 out of 6 out of 10, will go to prison as well, because that's what they grew up knowing, you know, and so they follow suit. Our job is to help them to avoid that. And if you could just pray for those children out there who are growing up in that environment, if you could lend them a hand, if you know anyone who is out there who is really struggling as a child of a father incarcerated, please lend them a hand. And, you know, if you're out there and you need the WINGS program, give us a call at 215-771-7501. Again, 215-771-7501. And we'll be more than happy to help those children out there who are struggling. That's how WINGS was born, you know. And, you know, our organization, My Father's Vineyard, was just celebrating its 23rd year now. We began in 2001. We're now in the year 2023, and we're beginning our 23rd year. And WINGS began 30 years ago. In 1993. So, you know, it was born here in Philadelphia, and that's exactly why, you know, WINGS has been successful in helping children and adult men and women who are incarcerated or in recovery, because it was really meant to be. It's a 30-year program which has helped thousands and thousands of men and women, children, students. We went to more than 100 schools, starting in Olney Elementary School and then Our Lady of Calvary in Northeast Philadelphia. But today, you know, 30 years later, we are still talking about, you know, success in reentry, success in recovery, and giving people the fundamentals in life, the real basic skills that help people to succeed in life and family life as well. One of the things we want to just mention once again with regard to Mexico is that family life is very important. It's very prominent in Mexico. And this past week, we were there for 4 days once again and had the opportunity to celebrate with a lot of people the birthday of Tio Paul. And I just tell you that, you know, the families come together. The children are important. The grandchildren are important. Breaking bread, having a meal together, the traditions in family life are very important down in Mexico, as they are here. But for some of us, they are not part of our life at all, because, you know, very non-traditional ways are being embraced by some people in the United States and around the world. So what can we do once again to strengthen our families? You know, when was the last time you sat down and had a nice family meal versus a fast food? You know, when was the last time you actually got together and celebrated a birthday together or an anniversary together or a holiday together? Making time for those you love is so important. And it takes a little bit of work and effort, but it's certainly worth it. And we flew into Mexico to enjoy this 80th birthday once again. And it was just a fantastic couple days of great food and great family time in the small town of Cuautepec, which is in Mexico City. And although we were there for only just a few days, it was just one of the best trips that we could have. We had tremendous quality time with and my mother-in-law and sister-in-laws and brother-in-laws and all of the friends of the family as well. So I encourage you, my friends, to take a look once again at those things that are happening in your family. What can you do to just enjoy family life just a little bit more? What can we do together? And we talked about the Beatitudes. We talked about establishing a little bit of a an effort to bring people together. Where there's division, can we, you know, bring the peace? And that's what I want to encourage you to do, because the Beatitudes talk about this. You know, they say, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. So when people are poor in spirit, okay, when they're down and out, and they are lacking faith or lacking, you know, truly an uplifting moment in their day, God sends other people into their life. And it could be that he's sending you. Once again, he says, blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. So when people are mourning the loss of a loved one, are we bringing comfort to them? Are we helping them to, you know, move forward with the beautiful memories of those loved ones who have passed? That's a great calling for all of us, as we will all be recipients, unfortunately, of someone who is passing away. But I just lay that out for you because God's message on the Sermon on the Mount is very important. And there's so many different ways that we can, you know, strengthen people and strengthen families through the Beatitudes. And one of the most important ways, I think, is blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. So are we bringing peace into the homes and hearts of other people? Or are we bringing arguments, anger, fear, jealousy? Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. So when there's division amongst two brothers or two sisters, are we trying to bring the peace? That's one of our great callings, my friends, to bring the peace of God with the love of God through the Word of God. God calls us to do it in the Sermon on the Mount. Again, blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. I encourage you, my friends. I inspire you. I motivate you today to go out on a limb and bring the peace of God into the hearts and minds of those who are divided. That's our show for today. My name is Deacon Joe Montone. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Have a great day. God bless. We'll see you next time here on Holy Spirit Radio and Finding God in Prison. God bless.